Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is going to be a battle between Bing Crosby and Al Bolling. Both of these singers were extremely popular in the 1930s, and I thought it would be an interesting program in which I compare the recording of the same tune by Al Bolling and by Bing Crosby. First, let me tell you a little bit about Al Bolling. I'm not going to tell you anything about Bing Crosby. He's an icon. He's one of the top entertainers of the 20th century. But let me read what Wikipedia tells us about Al Bolling. Albert Alec Bolling, born January 7, 1898, died April 17, 1941. Was a Southern African singer, songwriter, composer, and band leader, who became a popular jazz crooner during the British dance band era of the 1930s and later worked in the United States. He recorded more than 1,000 records between 1927 and 1941. His most popular songs include Midnight, The Stars and You, Good Night, Sweetheart, The Very Thought of You, Guilty, and Love is the Sweetest Thing. As an aside, I will mention that Midnight, The Stars and You is played every morning right after midnight at 12:45 on WABC in the John Batchelor's program. Let me continue reading. Born in Lourenço Marques, in the then Portuguese colony of Mozambique, Bolling gained his musical experience singing for a dance band led by Edgar Adler on a tour of South Africa, Rhodesia, India, and Indonesia during the mid-1920s. He was then employed by Jimmy Liquim to perform in India, Calcutta, Singapore, and the Raffles Hotel. 1928, he arrived in England and briefly took part in a jazz band before being made redundant due to the 1930s depression. In 1930, he was spotted and signed to accompany both Roy Fox's and Ray Noble's orchestra that November. The signing with Noble led to a successful association between the two, which resulted in over 500 records being produced over a period of 4 years. 1933, Bolling began to collaborate with Lou Stone and had further success producing some of the most popular jazz records of the 1930s. A year later, Bolling traveled abroad to New York, which resulted in further success and an introduction into the American charts. During the mid-1930s, Bowie recorded Blue Moon, Easy to Love, I've Got You Under My Skin, and My Melancholy Baby, which were all sizable successes. In 1938, Bowie began to suffer problems with his throat and was forced to return to London. His absence from the UK had damaged his popularity with British audiences, and he toured regional theaters and continued his recording career, performing with different orchestras in order to make a living. In 1940, he formed a double act with Jimmy Messing and took part in Radio Stars with two guitars, performing in theaters across London. His last recorded song was a duet with Messing of Irving Berlin's satirical song on Hitler entitled When That Man Is Dead and Gone. It was his last venture before his death in an air raid in April 1941. Okay, let's get started with the music. The way I'm going to do this is I suggested at the beginning of the program, I'm going to play the same song first by Al Bowie and then by Bing Crosby. First song will be I'm Gonna Get You, recorded by Al Bowie on June 1st, 1931 in London with Roy Fox and his band at the Monseigneur restaurant. Roy Fox plays cornet and is the leader. Nat Gonella sits Bachman on trumpet. Joe Ferris trombone. Billy Amstel, Mickey Amstel, clarinet alto sax, Harry Berkeley, clarinet tenor sax, Lou Stone, piano, celeste, Al Bowie, guitar and vocal, Don Stutley, string bass, and Bill Hardy on drums. I will follow that with the same song, I'm Gonna Get You. This one was recorded by Bing Crosby with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra on May 1st, 1931 in Hollywood. Walter Holzhaus and Stanley Green, trumpet, Marlo Imes, Billy White, trombone, Tom Sandvell, Joe Krechter, clarinet alto sax, Fred McMurray, yes, the movie actor, on clarinet tenor sax, unknown flute, Sterling Young, Henry Haworski, and another on violin. Gus Arnheim is on piano and he's the leader. Nelson Hall plays banjo and guitar. P.G. Smearer on brass bass or string bass. Question mark Art Fleming drums and Bing Crosby on vocal. So let's listen then to I'm Gonna Get You, first by Al Bowie with Roy Fox and then by Bing Crosby with Gus Arnheim, 1931.
I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. There's something tells me I'm gonna get you. There's no use trying to give me the edge. No use denying we'll make a great pair, dear. I may seem drastic, but love's elastic. Please stretch a point, dear, for me. You may resist me for a little while, but I'm gonna get you, wait and see. Thank you.
I'm gonna get you. There's something tells me I'm gonna get you. There's no use trying to give me the air, 'cause I'll never stand for that. No use denying we'd make a great pair, dear. I may seem drastic, ah, but love's elastic. Please stretch a point, dear, for me. You may resist me for a little while, dear. I'm gonna get you, wait and see.
The recording I want to play is Good Night Sweetheart. I don't have discographical information about this. All I know is that Good Night Sweetheart was recorded by Al Boley with the New Mayfair Orchestra under the direction of Ray Noble on February 19, 1931. And that same tune, Good Night Sweetheart, was recorded by Bing Crosby, accompanied by Victor Young and his orchestra, and the date was October 8, 1931. This perhaps is one of the few recordings that I'm going to play tonight, which Al Boley recorded before Bing Crosby. For most of the others, as far as I remember, Bing Crosby first made the recording, and then Al Boley did his own. So let's listen then to Good Night Sweetheart. First Al Boley, then Bing Crosby, 1931.
Tomorrow, we'll then hold you, live and dear.
night, sweetheart. Sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn a new day is born. So I'll say goodnight, sweetheart. Though I'm not beside you, goodnight, sweetheart. Still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, and in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. The day is over, and its cares and woes, in peaceful sweet repose, will fade and die. A dreamy dreamland beckons you and me. How happy life would be if we could dream forever. I'll say good night, sweetheart. Even though I'm not always right beside you, I'll still say good night. Good night, sweetheart. I want you to know that my love will always guide you. And dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
The next tune I want to play is one that was featured in King of Jazz, the film that unfortunately Bix could not appear in, because the first time that the White Man Band went to Hollywood to film King of Jazz, Bix was with them, but there was no agreement as to the script, so the band went back to New York, and then when they returned to Hollywood to do the film, Bix was home recuperating from some of his problems. Well, anyway, A Bench in the Park was recorded by Harry Hudson's Melody Man in September of 1930, and the vocal is a duet of Al Bowley with Leo Allen. The next version will be the one by the Rhythm Boys, Al Rinker, Harry Barris, and Bing Crosby, May 23rd, 1930. So let's listen then to A Bench in the Park, Al Bowley and Bing Crosby, 1930.
Thank you. a cold, dreary night, but in our hearts there is June. A lone little bird in the branches above is plaintively heard serenading along. And what more do we need, you and I in the dark, on a bench in the park?
Another day, I heard a fellow say, in a very, very woe-begone way, Romeo and Juliet, I'm quite sure didn't have to fit upon a hardwood bench in a park like this is. They had moonlight up above, and all the scenery of love, and things like that so helpful to hugs and kisses. But you and I, my dear, need no such atmosphere.
A bench in the park, unromantic and plain. That bench in the park can be our lover's lane. The glimmering light of a lamp for a moon.
A cold, dreary night, but in our hearts there is
little bird in the branches above is plaintively heard serenading his love.
And what more do we need, you and I in the dark on a bench in the
Jiggers the op, Kay.
Oh, for goodness sakes, get me out of here quick.
Say, I'm the cop, and you two had better leave.
Say, we're not trying to deceive.
And you can take your old part anyway.
So there.
I want to do a couple of tunes from the 1920s, then I'll get back to the 1930s. First, I want to play If I Had You. This is Al Boley with Fred Elizalde and his music in London on November 21st, 1928. The musicians in the band are Chelsea Quilly, Norman Payne, and Nobby Knight on trumpet, Bobby Davis, clarinet, soprano and alto, Harry Hayes, clarinet, alto, Rex Owen, Jack Miranda, George Smith, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, George Hurley, Ben Frankel and Len Lees on violin, Jack Rosin on piano, Len Fields on banjo or guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock on brass bass or string bass, Ronnie Gubertini drums, and the vocal is by Al Bowley. If I Had You was recorded by Bing with Sam Lennon and his orchestra, and the composition of the band has many question marks. Question mark Phil Napoleon and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Andy Sanella, clarinet, alto sax. Question mark Merle Johnston on clarinet, tenor sax. Arthur Schott, piano. Question mark Tony Colucci, banjo. Jimmy Mullen, brass bass. Question mark Stan King, drums. So let's listen then to Bing Crosby and Al Bowley in 1929, If I Had You. And note that at one point Bing Crosby mispronounces, instead of saying If I Had You, he says I have I don't know exactly how he does it, but he does something like I have had you or something like that. Anyway, Bing Crosby, Al Bowley,
world how to smile, I could be glad all of the while.
I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you.
I could climb the snow-capped mountains,
sail the mighty ocean wide.
I could cross the burning desert
if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
The next comparison is particularly interesting, at least to me. First, we're going to have Al Boley, and he's the vocalist with Arthur Briggs' band. And the recording is made in Berlin in December of 1927, and I believe this is the first recording session of Al Boley. The Arthur Briggs Savoy Syncopators Orchestra consists of Arthur Briggs on trumpet, and he's the leader, Jean Nodin on trombone, René Dumont, alto sax, tenor sax, George Jacquemont, alto sax, Marius Canavino, tenor sax, Gilles Van Gils, or Gilles, piano, Harold McKirstein, banjo, Al Boley on guitar and vocal, Hans Holt on brass bass or string bass, and Chappie Eugene Obendorfer on drums. The Bing Crosby version is the one that he recorded with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, I'm Coming Virginia, April 29, 1927. Composition by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood. We have Henry Bossi, Vic DiPolito on trumpet, Red Nichols cornet, Boyce Cullen and Vincent Grande on trombone, Harold McLean and Chester Hazlitt on tenor sax or alto sax, Charles Strickfaden baritone tenor sax, Max Farley baritone alto sax, Kurt Dieterle, Mario Perry, Ben Cates on violin, Matt Malneck, viola, Harry Perella on piano, Al Armour on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Gilbert Torres on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. Don Reno tells us this is an outstanding Farley arrangement. Begins with a lead-in to Bing's solo played in the key of C by Malneck on viola and Torres on guitar. Crosby, accompanied only by Malneck and Torres, carries off the vocal very well. A six-bar solo by Grandi brings the band into a new key, A-flat. The brass take the verse and Siggy into Nichols' solo, with Hazlitt playing straight melody. Underneath, Nichols plays a fine chorus, which was originally intended for Bartell prior to the latter's departure from the band. Then Crosby and Barris. There is no Rinker, as has sometimes been indicated, backed by Malneck, now on violin, Torres and Al Armour slapping his string bass. scat in a two-part harmony for a chorus buries on top. The full band takes over and the record closes with an 8-bar viola guitar ending by Malnek and Torres and a final hocha by Barris. Okay, let's listen then to I'm Coming Virginia. First Al Boley, then Bing Crosby, 1927.
I'm coming, Virginia, I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me or running away. I've tried to forget you, but I found I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon that dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home.
back in 1931, and first Al Boley in his rendition of the beautiful tune Sweet and Lovely, recorded by the Savoy Hotel Orpheums on October 29, 1931. Bill Lloyd Shakespeare and Billy Higgs on trumpet, Don McCaffer on trombone, Howard Jacobs as an alto sax, and he's the leader. Laurie Payne, brother of Norman Payne, on clarinet, alto sax, baritone. George Smith, tenor sax. Hugo Rignold and Reginald Leopold on violin. Carol Gibbons on piano, and he's the co-leader. I failed to say that Howard Jacobs was a co-leader. Okay, and Harry Jacobson on piano also. Bert Thomas, banjo or guitar. Jack Abbott's string bass. Rudy Starita on drums. And Al Boley on vocal. I will follow that with the very beautiful version of Sweet and Lovely by Bing Crosby. All I Have Is a Date, September 14, 1931, is accompanied by a studio orchestra. So let's listen then to Sweet and Lovely, first Al Boley, then Bing Crosby, 1931.
us in the call of the woodland dove, as his love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in the rose with its symbol of love, floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare to the sweetness of the one and only one I love. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. She loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Well, I will conclude today's program with a tune recorded in 1933. First, the recording by Al Boley. The tune is Thanks. This is October 24, 1933. 33, and Al Boley is the vocalist for Lou Stone's Monsignor Orchestra. Then, from August 27, 1933, Bing singing Thanks. This is from the film Too Much Harmony, and he's accompanied by Jimmy Grier's band. So let's listen then to Thanks. First, Al Boley, then Bing Crosby, 1933.
That linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway and emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
Come to the end of today's program. I hope you have enjoyed this comparison. I'm very much a fan of making comparisons of the same tune recorded by different artists, singers. You learn more, you listen more carefully because you want to see how differently the two artists interpret the same song anyway. At least I do, and I enjoy it. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Mm-hmm.
We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.